I'm here with
Mike Bodecker from Lansing, Michigan.
All right, and what's your position on Team USA?
I'm actually one of the team co-captain, and generally recognized as the top dog, I guess. The oldest guy on the team, too. The grand poobah.
And I'm going to ask you the same question kind of in reverse that I've been asking a bunch of the other guys. What's different fishing? Obviously, you're more used to the American waters here. What has it been like fishing overseas when you're fishing in, say, Sweden or Russia or any of the other locations that you guys go fishing in?
Yeah. The first year I was on the USA team, we went to Poland. And that was absolute fishing culture shock. When we got there, we were under the impression we were going to be fishing for fish similar to the size of our bluegills and crappies and perch. And we were watching the Europeans fish, and they were pulling out these very small, basically golden shiners is what they were catching. And they were all in the 3 to 5 inch range like that. And we were actually catching them, and then we'd throw them back down the hole, and some of the Europeans came over and seen us throwing them back down the hole, and they'd go, "Oh, don't." And we're going, what? We're not safe in these, are we? And they go, "Yeah, those are really good." That was our first introduction to, we realized right then and there that all the tackle we had was too big. Our lines were too big. Everything we were doing was we had big eyes, you know, from what we thought we were going to get compared to what they were fishing for. Over there, it is it's more speed fishing, and the biggest difference between European fishing and U.S. fishing is we drill holes and we go to our fish. We go find our fish. They do a lot of ground baiting. Basically, it's chumming. And they drill very few holes, and they chum them, and they wait till the fish come to them. And that's the absolute biggest difference, other than the size of the fish. But it's quite an experience going over there. Like I said, in the first year we went to Poland too, the U.S. team came in dead last, naturally. And the next time we went to Europe, we went to the Ukraine fishing for the same type of fish. Well, we came in the middle of the pack. We had adjusted our tackle to what they were doing, but we were still throwing in our U.S. Ideas, thinking we're gonna kind of revamp our tackle to fit their situation, which basically just meant downsizing our stuff. And it helped immensely. We moved right up to the middle of the pack.
Now, is that a lot of ultralight tackle? Are we talking
ultralight, yes. The rods that the Europeans use are called palm rods, basically. They have to be a minimum overall length of 11 inches long. And most of the rods are no... Basically, all they are is a stick with a real small, maybe 2-inch diameter... You could call it a reel, but it's basically just a line holder. They don't reel any fish in or anything. Everything is hand lined in, and these little rods are aerodynamic enough to when they catch a fish, they toss the rod away from them as far as they can, depending on the water depth. They try to get the little rod as far away from it, so they don't want any appendages hanging off it, because when they pull it back to them, it just comes snaking back through all the jagged ice and snow and everything else, doesn't get hung up on anything, and they get right back down in the hole. The whole name of the game is how fast you can get your fish out of the hole and how fast you can get your line back down in the hole. Because in Europe, if a lot of their strategy is to get you to use more time than them to catch their fish. And they figure if they can waste 2 seconds of your time for any number of different reasons in a course of a competition, that may mean 2, 3, 4 fish more for them than it is for you, and that's what wins and loses the international competitions.
But, what's the goals this time around? You hoping for a win?
Oh yes, yeah. We're on our home waters. When we got back from Poland, the next year after that, the World Championships was held in the U.S. and we went from zero to hero. We won the team championship, and I actually won the individual championship. So we're back in the U.S. now, and we're defending the home turf. And right now, everything looks pretty good. We've prepared really well for our competitions, and the Europeans are still a little behind the learning curve on our fish, our bluegills and crappies. They can catch perch with the best of them. They're still in the same boat we were the second time we went to Europe. They're still just a little behind the learning curve, We're hoping to actually win a gold medal. We're fairly confident we can medal at least. So we're looking good. Got a good strong team.